Alright, how we doing today, gang? Okay, injury report. Mario Fannin, we put him on IR. You guys knew about that. We did not technically release him, but we did replace him with CJ. Demaryius Thomas still did not practice. Lewis Leonard, Saquon Thompson, Mitch Unrein, and we had one Nick in practice in Brandon Minor, the running back. And then we pulled Eddie Royal out with a hip, just preventative.
What was Saquon held out with?
He's had a groin. He's been nursing. Yeah.
Your thoughts on the performance of the offense today?
It's just practice. But we're putting in more situations. The defense is putting in more blitzes. So just we're growing every day, and we've got improvement in all three phases.
Yesterday was a game planning day for Dallas?
No, we don't really game plan for preseason games. We'll spend basically Wednesday's practice before we get on the flight, and then just kind of introduce them to some basic things, but we don't game plan in the preseason.
John, are you going to split reps between the kickers?
We got a plan there. I don't like, from a competitive standpoint, telling anything for everything we're doing, but we're here to pick a 53-man roster out of 90 guys, and we've got a plan, and we'll kind of keep that quiet until we actually execute it.
The other day, Jason Garrett said that you guys would talk, or he would try to talk to you, so you guys kind of were on the same page about how long starters might go, just so that it was kind of a...
Jason's a guy I know, but we won't talk till probably Thursday. We haven't talked about what we're doing, how we're doing it, just knowing him, I'll obviously see him Thursday.
Coach Call is an unscientific survey, but I went over there and kind of counted the number of Tebow jerseys in the stands. There were 39, and then Orton jerseys, there were 2.
Is that what they pay you to do here?
Yeah, it's 39 and 2. There might be a late Tebow jersey coming in. But does it amaze you how much he is kind of like the people's choice in some people's eyes?
Well, I think, that's all great. I think Tim's a great young man. We've got a lot of good young men on our team. I don't really evaluate that as much as I do, the performance on the field, and that's pretty much what I stick to.
Is there any chance ever with his popularity that it could be a distraction if he's not starting for you guys?
Or? No, I think, there's better people cheering you than booing you, so at least that'd be my preference, so I'm sure it's his too.
Coach, how are the rookies progressing with the playbook?
Good. We haven't had a whole lot of practices. We do have one of the earlier preseason games of the season, so I'm impressed with their efforts and how they're going about their business, and this will be our first time to be able to see them on what to do, how to do it, and under pressure, which will be these games.
John, you seem to have a longer than normal message for the guys at the end of practice. Maybe is there a specific message you want to get across to them?
Well, I think just the idea of this is a game week. Last week, we finished up the week with a scrimmage, and the importance of that, and how it's important to set the tone early on and getting used to what a game's like. And so just explaining them kind of what our approach will be and what our approach will be through the preseason. He practiced today for the first time in a while. He looked good. We'll talk to the medical people, see how we move forward. But it was good to see him out on the field.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, gang.